fighting and fretting all the time, in spite of their money.
So I did, Beth. But I think we are, for though we do have to work, we make fun for ourselves, and are a pretty jolly set, as Joe would say.
Joe does use such slang words,
observed Amy with a reproving look at the long figure stretched on the rug. Joe immediately sat up, put her hands in her apron pockets, and began to whistle.
Don't, Joe, it's so boyish, said Amy.
That's why I do it.
I detest rude, unladylike girls, responded Amy. I hate affected niminy-piminy chits.
Really, girls, you are both to be blamed, said Meg, beginning to lecture in her elder sisterly fashion. You are old enough to leave off boyish tricks and to behave better, Josephine. Remember that you are a young lady.
I'm not, cried Jo, pulling off her net and shaking down a chestnut mane. I hate to think I've got to grow up and be Miss March and wear long gowns and look prim. I can't get over my disappointment in not being a boy, and it's worse than ever now, for I'm dying to go fight with Papa, and I can only stay at home and knit like a poky old woman.
Poor Joe. It's too bad, but it can't be helped. So you must try to be contented with making your name boyish and playing brother to us girls, said Beth.
As for you, Amy, continued Meg, you are altogether too particular and prim. Your airs are funny now, but you'll grow up to be an affected little goose if you don't take care.
If Joe is a tomboy and Amy a goose, what am I, please?
Asked Beth, ready to share the lecture. You're a dear, and nothing else, answered Meg warmly. And no one contradicted her, for the mouse was the pet of the family. The four sisters sat knitting away in the twilight, while the December snow fell quietly without, and the fire crackled cheerfully within. It was a comfortable old room, though the carpet was faded, and the furniture very plain, for a good picture or two hung on the walls, books filled the recesses, chrysanthemums and Christmas roses bloomed in the windows, and a pleasant atmosphere of home peace pervaded it. Margaret, Meg, the eldest of the four, was 16 and very pretty, being plump and fair, with large eyes, plenty of soft brown hair, a sweet mouth, and white hands of which she was rather vain. 15-year-old Joe was very tall, thin, and brown, and reminded one of a colt, for she never seemed to know what to do with her long limbs, which were very much in her way. Her long, thick hair was her one beauty, but it was usually bundled into a net to be out of the way. Elizabeth, or Beth as everyone called her, was a rosy, smooth-haired, bright-eyed girl of 13, with a shy manner, a timid voice, and a peaceful expression which was seldom disturbed. Amy, though the youngest, was a most important person, in her own opinion at least. A regular snow maiden with blue eyes and yellow hair curling on her shoulders, pale and slender, and always carrying herself like a young lady, mindful of her manners. The clock struck 6, and having swept up the hearth, Beth put a pair of slippers down to warm. Somehow the sight of the old shoes had a good effect upon the girls, for Mother was coming, and everyone brightened to welcome her. Jo forgot how tired she was as she sat up to hold the slippers nearer to the blaze.
They are quite worn out. Marmy must have a new pair, said Jo.
I thought I'd get her some with my dollar, replied Beth. I'll tell you what we'll do, continued Beth. Let's each get her something for Christmas and not get anything for ourselves.
Meg announced, I shall give her a nice pair of gloves.
Army shoes, best to be had, cried Jo. Some handkerchiefs, all hemmed, said Beth. I'll get a little bottle of cologne, and it won't cost much, so I'll have some left to buy my pencils, added Amy.
We must go shopping tomorrow afternoon, Meg. There is so much to do about the play for Christmas night, said Jo.
I don't mean to act any more after this time. I'm getting too old for such things, observed Meg.
Jo interrupted.
You won't stop, I know, as long as you can trail around in a white gown with your hair down and wear gold paper jewelry. We ought to rehearse tonight. Come here, Amy, and do the fainting scene, for you are as stiff as a poker in that. Do it this way. Clasp your hands so and stagger across the room crying frantically, Rodrigo, save me, save me. And away went Joe with a melodramatic scream.